On Tuesday, Aspen voters will decide where new city offices will be built. One option, option B, is a proposed new building on Rio Grande Place. Opponents have passed out literature and posted signs implying this option will reduce open space. Allison Bechtesh looked into these claims and brings us this report.
Aspen City Councilmember Bert Myron doesn't want to see a new building on Rio Grande Place.
One thing people don't realize is option B is three stories, and its square footage is 1.5 times greater than the art museum.
The top floor would be on Galena Plaza, the park in between the library and the jail. Myron and other opponents have displayed signs that say, "Save Galena Plaza Open Space." But there actually isn't a Galena Plaza Open Space.
Open space is a very technical term, and the Galena Plaza is not open space. It is the roof to the parking garage.
Jack Wheeler is the capital asset director for the city. He's been overseeing the potential Rio Grande building for years, what is now option B. The park is not open space, he says, and what is there would not be taken away. In fact, the grassy area would expand.
The plan for city offices that would be built there include enlarging that area by 40%.
So the flyers the public received on their doors, implying that option B would take away open space.
It is a lie.
Myron concedes that what is at risk is not open space itself.
As far as open space being taken away, I'm not aware of it's the views that are being taken away from the open space more than the open space being taken away.
He's concerned that the new building would block the view of Red Mountain from the upper entrance to the library.
And that area would have about a 7,000 square foot building at that level. That is, when you add 7,000 square foot building, it's hard to look right through it, so the views will be a threat for that.
But the campaign flyers and posters don't advocate for the views. They say, "Save Galena Plaza Open Space." And Jack Wheeler is worried that will mislead voters.
What my hope is that the community gets informed and makes an informed decision, not based on the rhetoric and lies that are going around.
The advisory vote is ballot measure 2D for all voters registered in the Aspen city limits. Allison Bechtesh, Aspen Public Radio News.